Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and welcome back to the show. Now, just as a reminder, this is where we discuss what you need to do to be successful in business, in your career, and in life. Now, today, we're going to think and talk a little bit about innovation, entrepreneurship, and technology. But first, I want to mention something interesting happening in the Winnipeg on April the 2nd, 2016, at the King's Head Pub, Winging It for Parkinson's. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about that. Winging It for Parkinson's basically started off or formed out of a desire to create an event which bridged two generations. They wanted to create something that would attract a younger audience and encourage an older one. It's basically they're committed to building a community that stands by people with Parkinson's disease, partnering with them, Winnipeg businesses that are willing to step up and join in to for a good cause. Now, here's how Winging It works. It sounds like it works this way. Basically, it's a competitive event where teams get together and they have like a relay and they eat hot wings and they drink some 8-ounce beverages. Now, I don't know what kind of 8-ounce beverages they are, but it does say 8-ounce beverages. And from there, they have 20 teams and then eventually they go through this whole process where they finally get down to three teams and basically the team that wins the Winging It for Parkinson's trophy and the bragging rights for the year. If you want more information, just go to wingingit.ca. That's wingingit.ca. Now, that's happening on Saturday, April 2nd at 6:45 p.m. at the King's Head Pub. And I just thought it was something to mention because, hey, we all need to be involved in Parkinson's. A good cause to get behind. Back to sort of the idea of the show, just thinking about this a little bit, have you thought about the innovation and entrepreneurship and technology that we're involved in our businesses? I've always liked creative ideas, actually creative development, but I think people who are really creative and innovative don't always know where they can go or what to do with their idea, and just maybe they might be lacking some business skills or some business capacity or implementation capability. That's all right because there are always places to go, and we hope we'll talk about that a little bit today. What if you have a technology idea or an application idea that could save people money? Would you like to save money? I know I would like to save money. I'm like every other Canadian. If you can put some money in my pocket, I'm a very happy man. I sort of like to call it a reverse tax or a discount or avoid paying for action that you've taken or an action that you have taken. We're going to get into that a little bit because there's a little bit of a play with words there somewhere. Call it what you want. I think there's all sorts of opportunity to save things. For example, here's some what ifs. What if for you got a little notice you were missing getting a speeding ticket or you were driving too fast in a school zone? So something showed up and said, hey, watch out. You don't want to be doing that. Or maybe you're buying a suit or some furniture and somehow you could, you know, you're not going to check out for the deals yourself or where the lowest price is. But what if you could save $100 or $1,000 on the purchase just by a click of a button? Would that be of interest to you? Well, I think this is where innovation, entrepreneurship, and technology meet to bring everyone together, everybody together, and with an opportunity to save and save big. This is the kind of stuff I love because it's so customer-focused, customer-centric. That is, instead of taking you, the customer, it gives back to your bottom line. All you have to do is be you. Just be yourself and use the technology every day in your everyday life. You actually don't need to change anything. Innovation, entrepreneurship, and technology that provides everyday people bottom line results just for being who you are. Now, to me, that sounds like a really great deal. And guess what? We're going to talk about that today with my guests, Bryce North and Declan McDonald. I'm going for it. Go ahead. You can say something. I have to mess up somebody's name along the way.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Ricardo. Yeah. Just call me Montabont, right? Ricardo Montabont. Yes, you messed up my name. Now, Bryce is co-founder of Trap Tap. We were talking earlier about how people get it all messed up, and now I'm all really concerned. And Declan is CEO and founder of Pricerazzi. Did I get the name right?
Yes, you did. Thanks.
I did. No problem. So let's just start off the show a little bit about getting to know you guys a bit. So, Bryce, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to call myself a bit of a serial entrepreneur. And that's kind of what I've been labeled a bit here in the city of Winnipeg. But I started a few companies right out of university. I went to the Asper School of Business, took entrepreneurship and marketing as my two majors there. And from there, I started my first company, which surprisingly was interior design. I'm not going to go in too much into that, but completely different from what I'm doing today. And kind of rolled into my more flagship company that I kind of got a little known for and a little recognition called AdValve Media.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was AdVolve Media all about?
So AdVolve, we had these interactive advertising mirrors that we placed in some of the top restaurants in Winnipeg here, that when you walked into the washrooms, you walk in front of the mirror and the mirror starts transforming to moving digital advertisements.
Well, that's cool. You know what? I've experienced that, and I think the first time it freaked me out a little bit, but if I got the right ones, right?
As the
ads came on and everything, and I thought that was sort of really cool, and then went, oh, wow, I'm not hallucinating. No, just kidding.
No, that's just it, right? So it was cool. It kind of got me a whole metric side of things, that we had sensors that can track impression data, but really from there, I started traveling, competing around North America, sharing my experiences and the story of my startup, and started getting a lot more experience in, how to actually create something really from nothing here, get investors. And then really I've got way more involved in the community within Winnipeg, phenomenal innovation area.
Why don't we give Declan an opportunity to sort of give yourself a bit of an introduction here? Because, I mean, Bryce here is like arm wrestling you and taking over all the good stuff. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
No problem. Similar situation. I started my first business. I'm born and raised in Winnipeg.
Okay.
Started my first business while attending university. I did drop out of university.
Okay.
So you should stay in university.
Stay
That's
in
number
school.
One.
Yeah, stay in school, that. Kids.
And we ended up opening up an MTS cell phone store at the age of 19, 20.
Oh, wow.
And then we grew it, and I recently sold it almost 3 years – well, 3 years ago now.
Okay.
And then started this Pricerazzi.
Pricerazzi. So we'll get into that in a minute. Now, in your mobile store, how many employees did you roughly get to? Just real quick, just to give an idea of what the size was.
We grew probably close to 70, depending. We had five stores, coupled retail division, a corporate division.
Okay. And you started that when you were 19 years of age. So basically, as a very young entrepreneur, you decided to go into entrepreneurship right from school, so to speak.
Nice little
transition there for you. You know what? We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with our guests, Bryce and Declan, regarding entrepreneurship, innovation, and technology. We'll be right back. Hi, and welcome back to this segment. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about innovation, entrepreneurship, and technology as it relates to the Winnipeg market environment, and with our guests, Bryce North and DeKal. I did it again, McDonald. There we go. Now, we were talking a little bit about yourself before. I pointed to you on that one before break. Could you tell us a little bit more about some of the work that you've done, particularly about your original company, the mobile industry one? Mobile technology.
Absolutely. It was called Planet Mobility.
Yes.
I
remember Planet Mobility.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
One of my best friends and I opened it up while attending university. I dropped out of university to do it full-time, and Derek still attended university part-time.
Okay.
And I haven't told many people this, but I didn't have a license then, so I would take the bus to go sell cell phones. So there's a little...
So was that like a door-to-door type thing?
Absolutely.
Really?
Back then.
Was it, just out of curiosity, was it business-to-business or a business-to-consumer? Like, what were you doing?
Those would be business, consumer, like dropping off phones to companies, so businesses.
Business-to-business.
And that's, I guess, that leads into we were always focused on the customer.
Okay.
We were 20 years old. We opened the store. I think our first month we sold 8 cell phones. Which doesn't sound like a lot, but we were super excited.
Well, yeah, and you were young too, right? You know, out of curiosity, and I know I don't want to go too far on that, but I'm trying to think back. You're 19 years of age. What type of phones were you selling back then? It wasn't the bricks.
The Motorola StarTacs.
Motorola StarTacs.
And then the digital phone just came out. So Sony, Nokia.
Okay, okay. Because things have changed a lot since then. I remember that. The corporate world with the phone on my side.
He's too young.
He's too young to remember. So that's why I was asking. Yeah. So I'm dating myself. But your company now, Declan, is Pricerazzi. Say the name again.
Pricerazzi.
Pricerazzi. So like Pavarazzi, but Pricerazzi.
Correct, yes.
Right,
absolutely.
On. Okay, so tell us a bit about that organization.
So this is pretty cool. After I sold the cell phone stores, I looked at some businesses to buy in Winnipeg and didn't find any that I really loved. So I was in the backyard enjoying the summer, and my fiance and I at the time, now my wife, we moved and we renovated our kitchen. So then I bought some appliances, and they went on sale after I bought them. So there was an opportunity to get money back. Because I was in the backyard enjoying the summer, I had time.
So you had time. Yeah, nice commodity to have.
Absolutely. So I ended up getting $585 back on the appliances.
Okay.
And I said, wow, this is great. So I started checking everything that I'm buying and realizing there's a huge opportunity to get money back on items that go on sale after and or, and it took a lot of time. So it was time consuming.
Okay. So sorry. So no. From there, at what point in time did you get the idea that you could turn that into like a little application? Like this is
right
an application that goes on your smartphone.
Yeah.
So maybe you can start right there and tell us
about
that.
So what happens was I found it was time consuming. I had a couple developers build me a system where I could just put something in and it would start searching, but I would do it manually. Mm-hmm. So it would be a little bit automated to track all my purchases. So I did it. It worked for me. So I launched it in Canada, a web version, and then people started signing up. And not just my friends and family, because we had people in Toronto and Vancouver.
Okay.
Submitting their receipts.
Now, on average, as a consumer, because this is the way I opened the show, is what if you could put money back in your pocket?
Absolutely.
I buy furniture. I buy appliances. I buy cars. You know, like everybody else.
Yeah.
But where was I going with that? So how does it work? Like, on average, how much money do people put back in their pockets?
Right now, the average $71 that we send out that a user gets back.
71, is that annually or is that like monthly?
No, it's going to – well, our goal is to get people thousands of dollars back a year.
Okay.
So these now that it's a mobile app, all you do is you take a picture of the receipt and it goes into the system. And now we built the system. So I moved from my house to the Eureka project, hired a couple developers, and we built the app. So now it's across Canada and all you have to do is take a picture of it and then we do all the work and then – you get money back, we confirm that you got the best price.
Or you confirm you got the best price. So as a consumer, then I would know that I'm shopping at, and I looked at some of the names here, Walmart, Costco, Amazon, Mark's Works, I mean, Rona. Of course, we've got to say Canadian Tire, because you got to say anything that has with the word Canadian in there, so we have that. But, I mean, you can get money back from all those companies just by the fact that they will honor their policy around giving you the best possible price.
Absolutely.
I think that's what it's based on, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's their guarantee that they're going to give you the best price, and if it goes on sale after, they'll give you the money back. So we do all the research for you.
Now, you mentioned something like the Eureka Project. Like, what is the Eureka Project? First of all, you got to say it, Eureka! But anyway, what is the Eureka Project?
So when I started the cell phone stores and we grew our company, I never knew about the Eureka Project, and probably then it wasn't around. The Eureka Project is part of the University of Manitoba, part of the government of Manitoba as well, and it's a incubator or help startups. So I was introduced to Jeff Risner from the Eureka Project. And from there, we went from 0 to 100. We got an office. I didn't know any developers in town. I'm not a techie or a developer. So Jeff knew of a couple of good developers. They came on board and things started happening there. So they definitely helped us and they can definitely help other businesses. You know, that I didn't have all the answers. I didn't have all the developers. I didn't have the marketing. I had the idea.
Yeah.
And it was working, but I needed more help.
But you needed other talent to do that. Now, Bryce, you've been involved in the Eureka Project too. What's been in your involvement in that
project? Yeah, I'm actually, subject matter is what I am there. So
subject matter?
Subject matter expert.
There we go.
There we go. I'm trying to remember my title here.
I know what you're saying. I was just kind of mess with you, man.
No, it worked. It worked. But my job for them there, and I actually helped Declan out here, is to really, how do you get in front of investors? How do you have a killer investment presentation, present yourself, raise money, and have that pitch deck that you can go out and start talking and sell your business?
Yeah, okay.
So I give them those tips on that structure, how to actually sell your business in a proper format that's going to be interesting, but also really define your business strategy.
Okay, well, that's actually pretty good.
I'm going to cut in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bryce did that, and 2 days ago we won a competition in Vancouver, and I would say 90% of it, it's all because of Bryce.
Well, so congratulations. What contest did you win?
We are selected to go present at the Canadian Finance Forum for the new startup of the year, and we ended up winning it. So the judges liked our idea. They liked our market, how big we can become, and the product. It works, and it's working. So they really liked it. But Bryce's tips about pitching, the pitch deck and what information should be in there, I can't swear, but we did really well.
Keep it clean. It's a family show. You know what? I want to know about the pitch deck. And I'm going to talk to you about the trap Tap.
Trap
Tap. So, and Innovation Alley. We're going to take a short break. This is Richard Land for Set for Success. And when we come back, we'll talk about this topic, innovation, entrepreneurship, and technology. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Land for Set for Success, and we're talking about what you need to be doing and to be successful in business and life, I guess, in your career too. You know, part of being set for success is really finding a winning approach that's going to work for you. Now, recently, I got to do a little bit of a call out for McNally Robinson. I did a book launch about a week ago, and a fantastic organization to work with. They basically hosted my event, Set for Success, for my book that was just recently launched, and so I'm very grateful for that. We're going to continue our discussion regarding what you need to do to be successful in your business with our guests. This is Richard Lannon, and we'll be right back. Yeah, hi, it's Richard Lannon. Now, we've been talking about innovation, entrepreneurship, and technology. And just before the break, we were talking about something called the Eureka Project, and I think Innovation Alley. And then we were talking to Bryce North regarding his company, Trap Tap. I got to get the words right. Bryce was telling me during the break that people tend to say it backwards, and I am guilty. You know what, Bryce? I'm going to sort of hand it over to you a little bit, because let's talk a little bit about Trap Tap and the connection with the Eureka Project and Innovation Alley. And then there was something else you talked about too during the break, Kickstart. So let me just sort of let you talk about those things.
Yeah, absolutely. So it started 8 months ago when I came up with the idea for Trap Tap here. I tend to get a few speeding tickets, and I will admit that.
Well, you're a pretty racy guy, I tell you. Bad joke, I know.
No, absolutely. But, driving downtown here and being involved in Innovation Alley here and the startup community, great community for bouncing ideas across. You meet some brilliant people. And I had this idea of, can I make my Fitbit, my smart band, vibrate? Can I hack it? So when I'm going through a red light camera or a school zone, it's going to vibrate on me.
Okay.
So I had this idea, and I brought it up to my business partner, Dustin Reverick, one of the leaders in the communities here. One of the original founders, along with Chris Johnson, Innovation Alley and all that. He said, why not have a button that sits on your dash that does just that?
Yeah, and it looks like one of those buttons you'd like, you'd almost wear. I don't know what to call it, because it's only the size, if I looked at it correctly online, it's only the size of what, 2 inches round or something like that,
much.
Maybe?
Is a couple toonies next to each other here.
Yeah.
It looks like one blog called it a bit of a hockey puck type of format.
A hockey puck type, okay. There we go. So what does it do for me?
Really, it sits on your dash and it blinks red when you come close to red light cameras and school zones, blinks blue when you come close to cops or radar guns or any mobile speed traps, and green if you're going over the posted speed limit.
Okay, so then it is really sort of helps the driver, consumer, we're going back to consumer, customer here, sort of maybe save some money, but maybe save some lives along the way.
Absolutely. And one thing we got to point out, that this is 100% legal. It's not a radar detector.
Yeah, now, why is it, okay, so what makes it not a radar detector? Because it's telling you that you're coming up to a school zone. It's telling you that you're coming up to potential photo radar. So why is it, define that for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So we know where all the fixed speed traps are. So those red light cameras and the school zones. So we have actually mapped right now over 60 countries in obviously the world where these are. And so we can really operate anywhere. But when it comes down to these mobile speed traps or radar traps, we rely on the community, which we call the Trap Tap Army, to help mark these.
Okay.
So if you're driving down the street, you see a cop with a radar gun, simply tap your Trap Tap twice in your dash, updates a database, and that lets everyone know who comes close to that proximity that there's going to be a cop there.
There's going to be, okay.
Yeah.
And so that's the distinction, that it doesn't actually see radar. It just happens that you know where they are, and that's the distinction?
Exactly. No longer flashing your headlights, back in the old days, or you warn someone there's cops coming. Now you have a little device that will definitely do that for you.
Yeah, well, these days, if you flash your headlights, sometimes you get a different sign back from the person, which is not always polite. Let's not go down that road, okay? But since we're talking about roads, you mentioned the Eureka Project. You mentioned Innovation Alley, and I know that Declan was talking a little bit about that. You have some perspective on that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Here, so 8 months ago is when we came up with the idea, and at the end of July this year, we'll be having a full product for launch.
Okay,
and definitely Innovation Alley helps out for that. We have AscentWorks right downtown here, which is, I think, the second largest prototype facility in North America.
Could you restate that?
The second largest prototype?
Right here,
Declan, is it the Canada? I'm pretty sure it's North America. We have a prototype facility, which anyone can go down there. You can design plastics, microcontrollers, PCBs, woodworking, anything you want to do, but it's for prototyping and on the cheap.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
If you're going to go anywhere else, you're going to spend hundreds of thousands sometimes. Develop something here, it's hundreds of dollars.
What's it called again?
AscentWorks.
AscentWorks?
Yeah.
Do I got AscentWorks?
Okay. Yeah, right in Innovation Alley there.
In Innovation Alley.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, you might want to look it up if you got an idea. Go on. You know what? You're talking about Innovation Alley. I'm interested in something that you mentioned to me during the break called Kickstart. And you asked me if I was going to ask you about that. And I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah. Actually, you know, proper name is Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
Yeah. So phenomenal platform. You know, these days, when you come with a new idea, technology, or even a book or play, I mean, where do you launch? Just where do you get funding? So Kickstarter is an online platform for crowdfunding.
Okay, so it's about crowdfunding.
It's crowdfunding. Okay. So you throw an idea out there, you put how much money you're looking to raise, and you offer perks. In our case, we're offering trap taps at a really cheap price.
Okay.
And tearing up when we start meeting our goal.
Okay,
so the idea is once this is funded, we actually can tip over. Now this is launched, we can offer everyone this product.
So when you say you offer it as a tier pricing, so to speak, right?
Yep.
In terms of if I was to invest and give you $500 or whatever in this crowdfunding, then I might get the tier one price because I was in early. Is that the idea?
Yeah. I mean, we go low as, let's say, $89 for one trap tap, or our highest $8,000, which will take you to Montreal to race Ferraris.
Okay.
You can be really creative in what you want to do, but this is a great platform we're using right now to help launch trap tap. You can go to our site. It's connected from there, but right now, in just 1 week, we've sold over $65,000 worth of trap taps. Now, if you can look at this from a Winnipeg company who's competing with some of the biggest cities out there who, you know, use this platform for actually creation.
Yes.
Fitbit was from Kickstarter.
Yes.
And they started from there. So it's pretty impressive what we've done in a week's time. We've got 50 days left to go in our campaign, but we're about 70% there.
You're about 70% to what you actually want to crowdfund or raise for your company.
We need for starting production.
Are there other companies in Innovation Alley or the Eureka Project that are using Kickstarter for the opportunity to raise funds too?
Yeah. The biggest success so far, which happened, I think, last month, was the Clipper.
Okay. Clipper. I love these.
It's
These names are just like, just fun, man.
The Clipper's a herb grinder.
A herb grinder?
A herb grinder.
Okay, great for the agricultural people that are listening. Is that, no? No?
No, Matt Olson. And Jesse, those guys are the creators of this year. And they threw it up there. They raised over $200,000. They did a great job, but they were able to prototype and test and make their product at AscentWorks there.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Richard Landon for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hi, and welcome back. It's Richard Landon. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about entrepreneurship, technology, innovation, from the perspective of what do you do if you have an idea? And I guess there's something called Innovation Alley here in Winnipeg, and there's something called the Eureka Project, so we can all take advantage of that. Declan was really great about sharing creating a company in the backyard while enjoying the sunshine, we'll say, in the summertime, and maybe having a cool cold brewski at the same time. Would that be true?
Yes.
Yeah. Good to say yes to that. And also, Bryce isn't sharing about his company, Trap Tap, and what it will do for you, too. Now, this segment, I like to do the Set for Success tips, the things you need to do in your business to be successful. And I always like to go back to the entrepreneurs, the business leaders, the professionals who've been there. They've done that, and they have some experience. So why don't we try and start with Declan first? Now, we were basically talking during one of the breaks, and you had an idea. Give us one of your first Set for Success tips that we can share for budding entrepreneurs.
One of the easiest, or easy, maybe not the easiest ones, but one that you should do is if you have an idea, do it and persistence.
Persistence, so perseverance pays off.
Absolutely.
So where do you get, first of all, you have an idea and you just do it. So where do you get that sort of, do you call it mojo? I don't know. Where do you get that thing that sort of says you're just going to go do it?
I've always had it. I think entrepreneurs have it. But even if you're not an entrepreneur, you don't have it. With the Eureka Project or other, find people that can help you.
Okay, so just going a little bit further, mm-hmm. something that there are people out there that can actually help you sort of just get out there and do things that you need to do. So
yeah,
just do it.
Yeah, even just advice, right? Nowhere to look,
yeah. And there's probably lots of places in our city and everything that we can actually look for those things too, you know. Bryce, what would be one of your Set for Success tips?
Yeah, absolutely. My biggest thing, what I've learned from the mistakes I've done, is hire people who are smarter than you.
Hire people who are smarter than you. Now, I know during the break, we were talking a bit about that, how entrepreneurs have a tendency to say, I need to find somebody just like me, and they hire themselves, right? Which can be a big mistake. What do you mean, hire people that are smarter than you? Like, go a little bit further with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, B players hire A players, and these A players are the ones that can do things that these B players can't.
Okay.
So when it comes down to this, say, my weaknesses will be I don't understand, you know, how to manufacture technology, so I'll find someone who's great at doing that, or in business partners who understand the process of online marketing, you know, business metrics and ethics and all that stuff. But you got to realize where your weaknesses are, and you can't do everything.
Yeah, so hire your weaknesses. Play to your strengths, hire your weaknesses.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Yeah. Even if you are hiring people who are just like you, hire that person, but who are smarter just like you. I mean, that can definitely pull you in the right direction, but if there's always someone, you know, above that's pulling you in that direction, you're going to find that success.
Yeah, and I think that's probably one of the areas that I know with some guests we've talked about is mastermind groups. Does the Eureka Project then give you the opportunity to be involved in mastermind groups? Are you familiar with mastermind groups?
I'm going to say I'm not.
Okay.
But the Eureka Project, they do have mentors.
Mentors, okay.
That can absolutely help you.
Okay. Okay. So basically people who are smarter than you, if you go by what Bryce is saying, that can actually move you forward.
Bryce is one of those mentors.
Yeah, Bryce. So you got to look around. Declan, what would be another one of your set for success tips?
Be decisive.
Okay.
Procrastination is a bad habit, and I've gotten better at it.
Okay.
But that's one of the things I think will help you. Even if it's good or bad news, you still got to do it and make the right decision.
Isn't it amazing how many business leaders or entrepreneurs do have a portion of their self that they procrastinate?
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to share, what is one of the things that you tend to procrastinate on? Oh,
what I used to was probably bad news.
Bad news?
You know,
so telling people bad news or receiving it?
Telling people bad news, not receiving it. I want to hear it right away now.
Okay.
You know, if you got to make a decision because you're going down a direction and it's not the right decision or the direction you're going is not right, it's better to stop it now, rethink it and go somewhere else instead of just continue on going.
Yeah, and that's what I always like to talk about, peaks, valleys, and detours. And I think that's when you take a detour, right?
Yeah.
You sort of the idea that you're going down a certain way and you discover, no, that's going down this wrong way, you know.
And there's nothing to be ashamed of it.
Yeah,
you got to do it.
That honesty is often hard to do. Bryce, give me another one of your tips.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell everyone everything. You come across a lot of entrepreneurs who are scared to share their idea.
Okay.
And you know, they think someone's going to steal it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I understand that, actually, because sometimes in my own, I think I have some brilliant ideas periodically, but I experience that. I sometimes think, you know, if I tell somebody that, they're going to take it from me and they're going to do something better with it. So why would you tell everybody everything?
I mean, people are connectors. People want to help. Surprisingly, what you think, people want to help.
Yes.
I mean, so if you tell someone about your idea, they may know someone who can open a door for you. So don't shoot yourself in the foot.
Has there anything that you've ever had this brilliant idea that you've taken and shared with somebody and that you found that, you know, they really helped you out? Like, do you have an example of something like that?
Yeah, I talked to one of my biggest competitors.
That's brave.
Yeah. I mean, indoor advertising, I talked to them. I was definitely new technology competing in their market. I went and met with them, told them what I was doing, and they helped me, put me in their direction, tell me what I need to do.
Really?
These guys, like these bigger competitors, I mean, we're moving so fast in technology that they acquire, they don't compete a lot of the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So if
yeah.
you have that customer base, if you've done the hard work, you've got everything lined up, they're going to eat you up and swallow your talent.
Yes.
And everything you've done instead of trying to compete next to you.
Yeah. So in that, you know, and I learned that actually lesson in Calgary, of all places, working with technology companies that service the oil and gas companies some years ago. And that's exactly what would happen. And often the oil and gas companies would invest in the tech company that was supporting them and they would help grow that company. Then another company would come over and say, okay, you've gotten big enough now, we want you, and they'd buy you. And that's in essence what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, those kind of opportunities do present themselves. Declan, what about yourself? I think you have another one. We were talking about Richard Branson for a while during one of the breaks.
Yeah, one of the things, I mean, doesn't matter who you are or how big you are. Richard Branson, I opened up a couple of Virgin Mobile stores and met him. And his biggest focus is he came down and he would talk to everyone on his team, the lawyers, the accountants, the sales and marketing guys. And he would ask them, what's stopping you from doing a great job? And then what he would do is listen and go back and get it done. So if you have a team, listen to your team. Have fun, but listen to them and help them get over any obstacles.
Wow, that's actually really good advice because, I mean, how often do we get so busy with our everyday lives that we don't listen to everything that's going on? Mm-hmm. So listen to your team and help break down the barriers, I guess, is what I take from that. Those are great tips. Before we get too far in this segment, if somebody wanted to contact you, Bryce, how would they get hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you go to traptap.com, there's information on there, easy to get us, or just hello@traptap.com.
Traptap.com. Yeah. So there we go, traptap.com?
Correct.
Okay, there we go. And what about yourself, Declan?
Same thing, our website, pricerazzi.com, pricerazzi.com, or declan@pricerazzi.com.
Okay, so how do you spell
D-E-C,
your... Yeah, there you go.
D-E-C-L-A-N. Okay. @pricerazzi.com. Yeah.
We want to make sure people can spell your name and everything, even though it's simple and yeah. I messed it up, but I apologize for that. But hey, that's my big weakness, that in words. And I'm on radio. Okay. So it's been great actually talking a bit about this segment and coming up with these ideas. I mean, these are great ideas. We are going to take a short break. So it's Richard Lanham for Set for Success, and we will be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lanham for Set for Success. And if you're just tuning in or if you've been listening to us today, we've been talking to two entrepreneurs, Declan McDonald and Bryce North. We've been talking a lot about innovation, entrepreneurship, and technology within the Winnipeg, Manitoba environment. And we've also had the opportunity to talk about Innovation Alley and the Eureka Project and their particular products, Trap Tap for Bryce and, oh gosh, say it for me, Declan.
Pricerazzi.
I don't know why I get that. If you guys have one final thought for our listeners, what would it be?
Yeah, I'll go first here. You know, we are 30% away from hitting our funding goal for Trap Tap. Yeah. You know, and I really, really could use the help. Once we do that, we can make this reality and save everyone cash and make it a little safer out there.
Yeah, it's a global company. I mean, the idea of saving money potentially from speeding tickets or into a school zone or maybe, you know, just slowing down a little bit is probably a good thing for everybody. How about yourself, Declan?
I think for your listeners, the biggest thing is if you're a Winnipeg entrepreneur starting up or wanting some help, contact the Eureka Project.
And just check them out and chat with them a little bit.
Absolutely.
And even I want to check them out a little bit more. I've heard about them before and I've sort of touched the fringes, but I know that maybe I could look at this a little bit more. So I think I'm going to have some people over from the Eureka Project and talk a bit about it. I want to take this opportunity for thanking my guests for joining us. Now, if you have any questions you want to contact me, it's just richard@setforsuccess.ca. It's richard@setforsuccess.ca. As usual, thank you for listening and you make it a great day.